Hi. I called you last week on Tuesday about the K-Town is your town meeting, so I'll be asking you some questions.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so for my first question, could you briefly introduce yourself, like say who you are, like how old you are?
My name is Andrew Costa. I'm 25. I'll be 26 in February.
Where is your hometown?
Levittown, Long Island.
How would you say that the community is, like, in Long Island?
Oh, it's pretty awesome. There's obviously San Jose, there's some areas where, you know, you just don't want to be at. But other than that, most of it's pretty great. It's just all mostly suburbia.
Are there beaches in Long Island?
Yeah, we got Jones Beach, we got Nassau County, we got two different counties worth of beaches.
What would you say was your favorite place in Long Island?
I would probably say Jones Beach.
So could you maybe like give me a timeline of where you went, starting from Long Island and ending up here in Koreatown?
Well, I've been in Los Angeles. I've been in California about 7 years or so. I've lived in Los Angeles for about 6.5 years. So whatever year that is, I guess if it's 2020, it would be what, like 2014, 2013.
So can you tell me more about the family that you grew up with?
Well, I was adopted. I have two sisters. They were also adopted. Growing up was, I had great parents, so it was good. I actually was in New York visiting them a couple weeks ago.
What was it like?
It was good. It was actually a lot better than I expected.
Really? Like, especially with, this whole COVID thing?
Yeah.
Have you been anywhere else other than like Long Island and Los Angeles?
Oh yeah, I've been San Francisco, Oceanside, just all kinds of places down south from LA to Oceanside and San Clemente a bunch of times with one of my friends, and it was, you know, we just had a good time. We went fishing, kayaking, did a bunch of stuff.
So you started fishing, like, as a child?
No, I started fishing probably when I was about maybe 19, 20 years old.
Did you start fishing at Jones Beach?
No.
Where was that?
Like, Santa Monica Pier.
I see. Was it just like a moment where like one day you bought a fishing rod and you're like, oh, I'm going to go out fishing? Or did like a friend convince you to go fishing with them?
Yeah, it was a friend.
Have you been able to go fishing recently, considering like the COVID-19 pandemic and all that?
No, not really, but I've been just waiting for the summertime to hit, but then, you know, COVID happened and everything's just all fucked up right now. I've been in the middle of the country, like, shit, I can't think of the state now, but, I don't know, something with an A. It's not Arkansas, but, I don't know, I've visited, for, like, a couple days at a time. Maybe a week or two.
What was it like visiting the South, like having lived in like such liberal areas and then going to somewhere that's so like conservative? What did you think about it?
Well, I definitely like the more liberal areas like LA and San Francisco, just basically all of California.
So how did being in the South for a few days make you feel?
It was cool. I was with one of my friends and his friend, who I met for the first time, a couple days ago.
How would you say that, like, traveling often affects, like, I don't know, who you are, maybe?
I would say it opens me up more or less to, other cultures and helping me be, like, less prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
Against, like, just all types of cultures and people and whatever.
Do you live or work in Koreatown?
I live in Koreatown.
How long have you been in Koreatown?
I lived in a different part of Koreatown, off of Western, but for Menlo, about 2 years or so.
So what led you from Long Island all the way here to Koreatown?
Well, to be frank, the thing that I've been telling people for the past 6-7 years is the 3 W's of life: meat, weather, and woman. But also, I just needed a change of scenery. I needed to get on my own path in life.
How different is New York from Los Angeles to you?
It's not really that different. New York, like Long Island and the city, it's like a big melting pot of all types of cultures, and it's the same way here in LA, so it's really not that different.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm a little closer to the ocean.
Can you tell me, like, what led you to Menlo, or, like, what you think about it, or something like that?
What led me to Menlo was just, I worked with a bunch of different resources and outreach programs, and I volunteered with a bunch of them, too. And eventually, Menlo came up, and I got an apartment, and I was able to move in.
How would you say that Menlo is different from, like, where you were living earlier?
I would say it's a lot more independent. The other places that I've lived in, there was, like, Salvation Army, Los Angeles Youth Network, places like that. But this is cool because I'm all on my own, man.
How do you feel about having a stable home?
It's wonderful. I have my own rules. I can come in and out whenever I want, except for right now. But I've had a cat for at least 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Love him to death. Name is Casper. Casper the ghost. She's a little annoying sometimes, but that's all right. She's a cat.
So is she 9 months old or?
She's probably maybe 10 and a half.
What's it like to be at the Salvation Army?
It can be a little hectic, but overall it's alright.
Do you want to talk about how you ended up there? Would you be okay with that?
I don't really remember exactly how I got into there. But it was probably like, I don't know, I probably just found out about it through, I don't know, a friend or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess turned in an application. A couple months later, I was accepted.
I see. So does that mean that you were homeless until you went to the Salvation Army?
I wouldn't say homeless, but I have been homeless before.
What's it like being homeless?
It's not that bad if you're, like on the younger side, like my age. I'm 25.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would imagine it's a lot easier than, say, if you were 45.
What was it like being younger and on the streets?
Like I said, it wasn't really that bad. It definitely could have been better, but it wasn't all that bad. There's a lot of resources if you take advantage of them.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Just like everything. Internships, jobs. Plenty of resources all throughout LA.
What do you think, like, motivated you?
To do what specifically?
Well, just to, like, pretty much, like, get through, like, homelessness, and stuff like that.
Definitely, all the people that I've met, all the programs that, all the, like, generosity from, whether it be strangers or strangers at first that became friends or staff members at, like, you know, youth places and stuff like that.
What are your thoughts on Koreatown?
I think overall it's a pretty nice area. I mean, I've lived in just that part of Koreatown. I've also lived off of Western, so I'm pretty familiar with the area. I love it.
What would you say is your favorite part of Koreatown?
The food.
What's your favorite place in Koreatown?
There's this little park kind of down Pico a little bit, a couple blocks.
Do you happen to know the name of it?
No, I don't know.
Why do you like that part?
It's calm and peaceful.
I see. Can you tell me any story that you might have about that park?
I don't know, sometimes me and my buddies will go over there, we'll just hang out, sometimes we'll maybe drink a beer, other times we'll just go there and relax, just hang out.
What else do you do at the park?
Mostly just relax.
Do you like play any sports at the park?
I play basketball every once in a while.
Can you describe a time when you felt most alone?
I guess when my baby sister doesn't call me back or really talk to me that much. Mm-hmm. Once in a blue moon. She holds a grudge against me because I would imagine she resents the fact that I left her in New York, came out to California, but before that, we were hanging out every day doing, like, pretty much a lot of different things together, smoking weed. She's only younger by, like, 3 years, but, so she's, like, 22, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, her birthday's on the 16th, so she'll be 22.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I would say that because she, no matter what she ever says or doesn't answer my call or shoots me some messed up text, I will always, she's my family, and I consider her blood, along with my older sister and my two parents.
Mm-hmm. What's a moment in your life that you're most proud of?
Probably this internship I did up in Hollywood.
Can you tell me more about that?
I don't know if you ever heard of this place, but it's called My Friend's Place. It's right off of Hollywood Boulevard, by the 101 freeway. It's 101. And it was like a 9-month-long internship somewhere in that area. And it was basically a community helping out in the community, like a community outreach program.
I see.
It's like a youth drop-in center. Like, you could go there for showers, food, counseling, internships, job resources. Just, it's endless.
Is there any reason that, like, you chose to work there? Like, did somebody offer it to you, or did you, like, find this place?
Before I got permanent housing, I was staying at the Salvation Army, which is right across the street from it. So I ended up going there anyway, and then eventually I started getting counseling there and just receiving services, and I got on really good standards with them, and eventually they just kind of offered it to me.
So where you worked at, you said it was like a community service sort of center. Did you make any, connections with a specific person that you remember that you have, like, a story about or something?
I can name two. They're both females. One was my case manager at my friend's place in Hollywood. Her name was Isabel, but unfortunately she left probably a little over a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And my other person would be Carrie. That is my
counselor or whatever at CHL.
And why do you think it's significant for, why do you think it's significant to you that these people cared for you?
Well, for one, I wouldn't have housing right now. I'd either be, maybe an adult Salvation Army or just back on the streets or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I have my own apartment. All the help I've gotten has motivated me to, like, you know, keep up with my rent payments and everything.
Do you have any stories that you can tell me about this My Friend's Place internship?
Yeah, well, throughout the whole internship, I've gotten to participate in a lot of different activities, both there and also in the community.
So where you worked at, you said it was like a community service sort of center. Did you make any... Yeah. Like connections with a specific person that you remember, that you have like a story about or something?
Yeah, plenty of people, both clients and staff. I've gotten to make a lot of friends.
You mentioned activities. What kind of activities are you talking about?
Well, I mean, we've gone to the Walt Disney concert hall. We've seen Star Wars when that movie came out a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually seen a bunch of different movies.
Do you have a story about any of the clients that you made connections with?
I mean, there's so many different things. Hiking in Griffith Park, I've done that a lot with probably a pretty large amount of people, just walking down the boulevard, going to the beach, Santa Monica, Marina Del Rey,
mm-hmm.
all types of stuff.
And I understand that you have a history of substance use. Can you describe your personal journey or your struggle with substance abuse?
Well, I was born with, I was adopted from Russia, and I was born with fetal alcohol syndrome. My mom, my birth mom, drank when she was pregnant with me.
I see.
So I was predisposed, I guess that's the technical term. So I kind of blame that a little bit on how much I drink, because I do drink socially, but, you know, I drink more or less at least like 5-6 days out of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But some days it's like yesterday I didn't drink at all. I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to take a day off. But, but most days it's only, I don't know, 2 to 4 beers, maybe 5.
What has the most challenging part been about the COVID experience for you?
The mask. It gets sweaty in like 2 minutes, and now it's fucking summertime. It's ridiculous.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now everybody's sweating and coughing and sneezing because of COVID, and I don't even want to take the personal public transit.
How often do you go out?
In general, I'd say probably like, well, maybe a month into COVID, I'd say, I don't know, maybe 8 to 16 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
But the month, like, when COVID first came out, it was pretty much every day, multiple times a day. I wasn't really taking it seriously.
So compared to now, how often would you go out?
I try not to go out too much. Today I had something to do, which is why I'm out right now.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I try not to go out unless I'm just going, like, down the block to 7-Eleven or the bodega, whatever.
What does it mean for you to live a meaningful life?
It means everything. I mean, if you don't have something to live for, then why bother living? And, yeah, you know, not everybody always has something to live for, or at least they might not feel like it. But I always try to, not always, but the majority of the time, I try and just either hope or make the best out of a bad situation. I squeeze lemons to make lemonade.
And the last question before we finish is, do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't think so. Not really.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for participating in this program, Andrew.
Yeah, no doubt.
I hope you have a good day. See you, Andrew.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye.